Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean old-school Amen variation that feels made for a sunrise set, right inside Ableton Live 12. The vibe here is not make it huge, it's more like, make it breathe, make it lift, and make it feel human. That's the sweet spot. You want the break to carry momentum like classic jungle, but also leave enough air for emotion, melody, and a clean drop to hit afterward. So think shape before impact. That's the mindset for this one. We're not just editing drums. We're telling the listener that the track is opening up. First, start with a clean Amen sample. You want a break that still has transient detail and natural movement, not something that's already been smashed flat. Drop it onto an audio track and set warp to beats. For most Amen material, a transient setting like 1/16 or 1/8 works well, depending on how detailed the source is. If the break feels too rigid, don't rush to overprocess it. The original groove is part of the emotion. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a more liquid, sunrise feel, 170 to 172 gives you a bit more emotional space. If you want it to feel a touch more urgent, 174 keeps the energy moving without losing that open, journeying feeling. Now, if you want full control, slice the break to a new MIDI track. That gives you the freedom to program a variation instead of just looping the same audio over and over. In the drum rack, identify the core pieces, kick, main snare, ghost snares, hat fragments, and any useful tail or noise slices. Start with a simple two-bar pattern. Then make a second two-bar variation where you change just a few things. Maybe remove one kick. Maybe add a ghost snare before the backbeat. Maybe shift a hat slice slightly early. Maybe swap one repeated hit for a filtered tail. The key is restraint. A sunrise riser needs controlled evolution, not non-stop complexity. One of the biggest things that makes old-school D&B feel alive is velocity. So open up the MIDI notes and shape the dynamics properly. Main snares can sit around 100 to 115 velocity. Ghost hits can live much lower, around 30 to 60. Hats can move between 45 and 85 depending on their role. That contrast is what gives the break a pulse and a sense of phrasing. Also, don't keep every slice perfectly on the grid. Move a few ghost notes or hats by tiny amounts, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds early or late. Just enough to create human movement. Not enough to sound messy. That tiny offset can make a loop feel like it's breathing instead of looping. If the groove feels too stiff, try a little swing from the groove pool. Keep it subtle though. The Amen already has natural swing in its DNA, so you're usually enhancing feel, not forcing it. Now let's talk about layering. A clean sunrise break usually benefits from a little support, but not too much. You might add a tight top loop for shimmer, or a separate snare layer for extra presence, or a soft kick reinforcement if the source break is lacking a bit of bottom weight. But be careful here. Too many layers and you lose the emotional clarity. The old-school feel comes from knowing when to leave space. On the drum bus, keep processing gentle. Drum bus is great here, but use it like glue, not like a weapon. A small amount of drive, a little transient emphasis, maybe a touch of crunch if needed, but don't flatten the life out of the break. If the snare gets sharp, use EQ8 before the bus to tame a bit of harshness around 3 to 5 kHz. If it feels thin, a gentle wide boost around 180 to 240 Hz can help. Now for the actual riser motion. This is where the section starts to feel like it's climbing. Put auto filter on the break bus or on a return. Start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 180 to 400 Hz, then automated opening gradually toward the top end by the end of the phrase. The goal is to let the high frequencies arrive over time. That creates the feeling of lift. Use a little resonance if you want extra movement, but keep it tasteful. You want lift, not whistle. Add reverb on ascend, not directly on the break. That way you can control it properly and only throw it onto selected hits. Keep the decay moderate, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and high pass the reverb, so the low end stays clean. This is a huge one in D&B. If you drown the break in low frequency reverb, the groove loses authority fast. Echo or delay can be used as a special moment, not a constant wash. Maybe automate ascend on the final snare or a final hat pickup before the drop. Use a feedback amount that stays subtle, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the main break. A well-placed delay throw can make the transition feel massive without making the arrangement messy. Underneath the break, add a tonal layer if you want that sunrise emotion to really land. This could be a soft reswell, a filtered pad, or even a minor stab that sits low and restrained. Use wavetable, analog, or a sampled chord. Keep the low end mono and controlled. Let the harmonic layer suggest the drop rather than compete with the drums. A really nice move is to make that tonal layer rise in filtered brightness across the phrase. So the drums stay in control, but the harmony opens up emotionally. That split is classic DNB arrangement thinking. Drums drive the energy, harmony shapes the feeling. For the arrangement, think in clear two-bar stages. Bars 1 and 2 should be relatively sparse. Bars 3 and 4 should open up a little more. Bars 5 and 6 can introduce the full variation, brighter hats, maybe more snare activity, maybe the tonal layer starting to swell. Then bars 7 and 8 should feel like the peak of the build, with the most brightness, the most clarity, and one final accent that leads into the drop. That final bar is super important. You don't want it crowded. You want it to feel like everything has narrowed toward the moment of release. If needed, strip out a little low end from the tonal layer, or briefly pull back one supporting element before the drop. That little vacuum can make the return of the full groove hit way harder. On the master drum bus, keep things tight and disciplined. A light EQ cleanup, a small amount of glue compressor, a touch of drum bus, and a utility for mono checking is usually enough. The low end should stay centered. Any stereo width should live mostly in the upper elements, not in the kick or sub. Indeed, NB, stereo low end can cause problems very quickly. And always check mono. If the ghost notes or texture disappear too much in mono, they're probably relying on stereo tricks instead of actual groove content. The section should still feel punchy and readable when summed down. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't over-edit the amen until it loses its personality. Don't drown the break in reverb. Don't make the riser full too early. Don't widen the low end. And don't let automation feel random. Every change should support the phrase. If you want to push this in a darker direction, you can add a tiny bit of grit with saturator, or use a short feedback delay on just one snare accent, or layer a muted re-swell under the final bars. Those little details can make the section feel bigger without losing the clean sunrise character. Here's a great practice routine for this lesson. Load one amen break, slice it to a drum rack, and build a four-bar loop with at least three variations. Add ghost snares and one deliberate hat pickup into the final bar. Put auto filter on the drum bus, and automate the cutoff from low to high over the four bars. Add a reverb send and a delay send, but only throw them on the last hit or two. Then add one tonal layer underneath, bounce the section, and listen in mono. The main goal is simple. Make the break feel like it's opening up emotionally, while still staying tight enough to lead cleanly into the drop. So to recap, a great sunrise amen riser is all about controlled variation, human groove, gradual brightness, and disciplined low end. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape the motion, but let the break itself carry the personality. Keep it clear, keep it musical, and let the energy rise with purpose. That's the move. Clean, soulful, old school, and ready to lift the room.